So we're continuing with our discussion of reheating food on Shabbos. And we said our first issue is, am I cooking on Shabbos? And we said, if my item is not fully cooked, then putting it back on the fire is cooking on Shabbos. Then we said that if my item is fully cooked, so then, if it has liquid, if it is what's called lach or yesh bo marak, it has liquid in it, like soup. So then, there is bishul achar bishul, then even though I cooked it once, when I reheat it, that's called cooking. Then we said, what's going to be with something dry? So I fully cooked a potato, I fully cooked chicken, and now I want to reheat it. So then, I'm allowed to take a pot of boiling water off the fire and put into that pot my dry potato that I previously cooked in a pot, or my dry chicken that was previously fully cooked in a pot. I am allowed to reheat it in my pot. So if I have a pot on the fire, I'm allowed to take that pot off the fire. And if I were to put into that pot, let's say, a raw potato, so then that's toladota ur. That pot of water was heated by the fire. And if you were to cook a potato in that pot, you take a slice of a potato and you put it in a pot of boiling water. After a half hour, it's cooked. Even though it's toladota ur. Technically, the water was heated by the fire, right? And I'm not leaving it on the fire right now. I took the pot off the fire. But the pot was heated by the fire, so if I were to put a slice of a potato in that pot on Shabbos, a raw potato, so I just cooked on Shabbos. That's bishul. That's an isul do'aita. That's a biblical prohibition. But what if I take something that was already fully cooked? I have a potato that was cooked before Shabbat, and it's dry. So I have yavesh, I have a dry potato. And I'm going to put that potato inside a pot of boiling water. So now I say, Ein bishul achar bishul beyavesh. If I have something dry, so I don't have a biblical problem, I don't have any sur doraita of cooking. I'm not running into anything biblical. That I won't. Yeah? I am not running into any biblical problems. Yeah? Because my item was fully cooked, it is dry, I'm putting it back into boiling water. So when something is dry and I'm putting it back into boiling water, so ein bishul achar bishul biyavesh. So far we're okay. We did not discuss putting it on the fire. We did not discuss putting it in a pot that's on the fire. We discussed a scenario where I'm not doing anything that looks like cooking. I have my pot of boiling water off the fire. I want to put into that pot my piece of potato. When it's on the fire, I run into rabbinic issues. Does it look like I'm cooking on Shabbos? If you were to take a piece of a potato and put it in the pot that's on the fire on Shabbos, it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. I have rabbinic issues. But where I don't have those rabbinic issues, technically from a biblical standpoint, and from a doraita standpoint, once my item was fully cooked and it is dry, so then, ein bishul achar bishul biyavesh, something that was fully cooked and is dry, and I'm putting it back into a pot on the fire, so it's not cold that I cooked it again. So far, we're okay? Yes. Yeah.
How did you find not dry? Like with chicken and bone marinade?
Right. That's a step two. We're going to get there. We have to get there. Okay. So far, we're okay? Okay. What do Ashkenazim say about all this? Before we move on. Meaning, so far what we've defined is that something liquid, there's bishul achar bishul. Something dry, there's no bishul achar bishul. So Ashkenazim are more lenient. Poor Adon chose to be a Sephardi. Now you're going to hear what Ashkenazim say. So the Ramah, at the end of this Siman, at the very end of Shin Yud Chet, the Ramah says, V'yesh mikilim. The Rama says there are those who are lenient. there are those who are lenient. And they hold that even if something got cold, so long as it didn't become fully cold, so long as it's still a little bit warm, so then it's not considered that you recooked, even though it has liquid in it. So even Ashkenazim wouldn't be able to take a soup out of the fridge and put it back on the fire. But according to Ashkenazim, if I took a potato out of the soup and then I decided I want to reheat it by putting it back into my pot of soup, you took the soup off the fire. And now you took out a bunch of potatoes and you're eating it and now they got cold. So you want to stick them back in the pot of soup that's still boiling hot from the fire. So in Ashkenazi, you could say, well, it didn't cool off completely. As the Rama writes, "Im lo nitztanen legamrei," if it didn't become totally cold, so then we hold, or our custom is to be lenient, that really ain't bishul lechar bishul. Really we hold that liquids, technically, if you were to take a pot of soup and put it back on the fire, you did not do an isur d'oraita of cooking. Rabbinically, you're not allowed to do it. And so Ashkenazim hold that so long as it did not become fully cold, you're allowed to, whatever you're allowed to do from rabbinic standpoints, you're allowed to do things that don't look like cooking on Shabbos. What constitutes don't look like cooking on Shabbos, we'll see. But again, Sfardim hold that, again, Shulchan Aruch, I don't want to say Sfardim because there are different customs among the Sfardim too, but Shulchan Aruch tells us that, no, even if something is if something was fully cooked, if you put it back into a boiling pot of soup, that constitutes cooking. So let's say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you took a pot of soup off the fire. You ate some of the soup. Now your soup cooled off a little bit. You say, let me put my soup back into the pot and I'll take a fresh pot. If the pot is really boiling hot and your bowl of soup is not, your bowl of soup isn't warm and it isn't hot anymore. It's warm, it's not hot. According to Shulchan Aruch, that's prohibited. Shulchan Aruch holds, yesh bishul achar bishul belach. Your soup is a liquid. Once it cooled down, even though it's a little bit warm, if you were to put it back into that original pot of soup that's boiling hot, that's cooking, according to Shulchan Aruch. According to Rama, no. So long as your soup is a little bit warm, you're allowed to put it back in the pot. Let's say you took a bowl of soup. You didn't eat from it. You got busy doing other things. By the time you got to the bowl, it's not as hot as you'd like. According to Shulchan Aruch, you have a problem putting it back in the pot if the pot is piping hot. According to Rama, no problem. So long as your bowl is a little bit warm, you're allowed to put it back in the pot, assuming the pot is off the fire. Again, when it's on the fire, I run, even according to the Rama, I run into a different problem, a problem that looks like I'm cooking on Shabbos. Okay, so that was step one. Do we want to move on to step two, three, four, five, six, seven? That's step three or four. I haven't gotten to step two. I'm saying you took a topic which is basically two big simanim in Shulchan Aruch and said, just summarize it. It's important. It's very important. For sure. But the question is there consensus here to continue? So far we defined one major difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. We can do it also tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll finish the topic we're on, Dibur, speech on Shabbos, and then, remind me, we'll move on to this. Okay. Beseder?
So, we finished the first siman, or we didn't?
Oh, we didn't finish a siman. We finished barely a seif.
Seif, yes.
It's not the first, but yeah, it's the one I would learn first.
Wait, I had a question.
We're going to skip back after we finish this topic a little bit here. And Shin Yud Chet, we're in Siman Shin Yud Chet, 318. We're going Yud Chet, 318. And we did part of paragraph 4 and part of paragraph 15. That's what we did in Shin Yud Chet. And that's what we did so far. These are the but these are the core, the core paragraphs that define for me what's biblical. From here, I move on to other criterium. Like, you know, I still held it in my hand, I intended to put it back, my plot is covered, etc. Those are rabbinic details. But we began with the Doraita, what's called cooking on Shabbos. I know that if I put raw food, that's cooking. What about cooked foods? And then it depends, is it dry, is it wet? And then we have the other question, what defines dry and wet? If I have a little bit of gravy on the bottom, is that called wet?
Right, so then.
Oh, that's another good question.